Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
Happy Friday. It's March 22nd, 2024, and we're so glad you're tuned in to EWTN. We have a great program lined up for you today. So excited because we are moving into Palm Sunday weekend, next week, Holy Week, and that means always we have great programming, especially during these very important liturgical times on the calendar, right? Because we have Lent wrapping up next week, and then we have all these incredible programs, live programs, and Doug Keck, our fearless leader, president, and chief operating officer, will be filling us in and giving us a rundown of what we can expect, including, I was just telling my Michigan and Ohio listeners, one of my favorite events that we cover live every year, the Stations of the Cross from the Colosseum. And I don't know, it's just so meaningful to me. It's just very with the torches and it's just the people all gathered and holding candles and just seeing the Colosseum and what that represents in terms of Christian persecution. I don't know, just something about it that just really gets me, and I really, really get a lot out of watching it each year. So I hope you do too. And you know, Father Mitch yesterday said so many powerful things, including how to make the most of this last time of Lent, this last, you know, week or so going into the Triduum, and that sometimes we need to back away from the media, especially if we spend way too much time on email and Facebook, and we're all guilty of that from time to time, myself included. But we know that the church also encourages us to use the media wisely. And certainly, if you get a lot, as I do and so many of us do, from the beautiful things that we share with you every day here at EWTN and all of our radio stations and, of course, our TV network and online, and especially going into Holy Week, as I mentioned, the Stations of the Cross of the Colosseum, the Mass at St. Peter's Basilica on the Vigil night, right? Or the Mass from St. Peter's, you know, and the message from the Holy Father from the Loggia, whatever it is. This is a way to use the media wisely. And these are obviously different events that are broadcast that are going to help you make this more meaningful, right? This time of year. So that's not what Father Mitch was talking about. He was talking about spending way too much time, again, texting your friends or doing things that are going to take you away from God, not bring you closer. So just wanted to throw that out there because there's so much great programming coming up and I don't want you to miss it. And then we have Fat Check Friday. So I was thinking about this and really praying about what's happening, this continued push for all abortion all the time, everywhere, even at your local drugstore now, right? CVS and Walgreens are poised to now prescribe the abortion pill. And as Monica said yesterday, Dr. Monica Miller with Citizens for a Pro-Life Society, there are all kinds of peaceful, prayerful gatherings that will be going on outside these various pharmacies around the country next week. And our friends at the Pro-Life Action League do have a website dedicated to that, abortionpillprotest.com. And I had a local rep, my friend Lynn Mills from Pro-Life Michigan, on with me in the first hour of the program today to talk about what was happening locally in southeastern Michigan in the Archdiocese of Detroit. But it got me thinking about something else that's going to be happening in addition to the court case, which is coming up at the Supreme Court, and we'll be covering that for you as we get closer. And there's all kinds of really good information on all of our news sources, of course, the Register, Catholic News Agency, EWTN News Nightly, Raymond Show, EWTN News In Depth. But it got me thinking about how the media are going to be covering this. And it got me thinking about the extreme bias, especially when it comes to the abortion industry of the media. And I wanted to give you a little bit more background as to just how biased they are and what that looks like in terms of numbers. And I came across a recent study from Syracuse University, which has is considered one of the top journalism schools in the country, along with Missouri, along with my college and a few others. But it is well known for its communications courses. And they came up with a report that showed well under 4% of the media claimed to be conservative or Republican. Now, in a perfect world, that shouldn't matter, because we're supposed to do our very best to put your opinions, working hard to put your opinions on the back burner and to at least attempt balance and objectivity, especially if you claim to be a secular news operation. We don't hide who we are at EWTN and Catholic Radio. We say right up front who we are and why we're here. We exist to educate on the faith and to support the teachings of the church. We're very bold about that. And yet, when it comes to the secular media, they still hide behind the labels of news operations. And we all need to know with whom we're dealing Because if we know the numbers and the stats, then we can understand that they're not being totally fruitful, that it's more about agenda than it is about the truth. And when you have so many people that believe the same, you have something called, and Bernard Goldberg was one of the first ones to bring this out in his book that came out many years ago, Bias. It's groupthink. And so everybody thinks the same in the newsroom, and they think that there's nothing, you know, that famous picture from the New Yorker, nothing beyond the East River, right? There's a vast wasteland, the flyover states. Anybody who thinks differently than them, well, they're just not in reality. But we need to be aware of this, because I guarantee next week there's going to be all kinds of positive coverage of these abortion drugs. And those of us speaking out about it, the politicians who are speaking out about it, the pro-life politicians, they are going to be labeled as backward, oppressive, restricting women's rights. And yet these drugs are extremely dangerous. And you need to know the truth. And you need to know your sources. Consider the source. So we'll talk about that in Fact Check Friday. And then we'll wrap up a busy Friday with my dear friend, Sister Joseph Andrew, of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. She's going to be one of the speakers on Good News Cruise 25. That website is goodnewscruise.com. So we'll have a lot of fun talking with Sister and what she hopes to discuss with us on the Good News Cruise, and that is going to be in January of next year. If you're interested, the website is goodnewscruise.com. Weather-wise, well, it's spring on the calendar, but not in many places, because in Michigan right now it's like 26 degrees and snowing, and other locations are feeling the same. We have back-to-back storm systems, according to the National Weather Service, continuing to bring snow into the northern plains and upper Midwest. Over the next several days, heavy snow will spread into eastern Montana late tomorrow, then expand into the northern plains and upper Midwest by Sunday night, producing significant snowfall accumulations and even some hazardous travel conditions. So keep that in mind if you're any of the affected areas. Already 7 minutes past the hour. Do hope your Friday is going well, moving into a Palm Sunday weekend. Let's get started on a Friday with the news, shall we? A New Hampshire man charged with the murder of a pregnant woman and her unborn child, which is the first time the state's fetal homicide law has ever been invoked. Catholic News Agency reporting William Kelly, who's 38 years old, was charged with second-degree murder on allegations that he recklessly caused the death of 33-year-old Christine Falzone. He also faced another count of second-degree murder on allegations he recklessly caused the death of her unborn child. As CNA explains, according to the New Hampshire Department of Justice, Falzone was somewhere between 35 and 37 weeks pregnant at the time of her death, which means she was only a few weeks away from giving birth. Authorities have not disclosed the suspected motive for the alleged murder, but noted that Falzone and Kelly did live together. Now, the double murder charges represent a first-of-a-kind case in New Hampshire, the first time any person has been charged under the fetal homicide law enacted back in 2018. It allows homicide prosecutions when a third party commits a violent criminal act that causes the death of a preborn child. In most situations, New Hampshire law does not recognize the rights of preborn children. The state allows abortions through the 24th week of pregnancy. A parish priest in Gaza says his people have endured relentless cavalry for months. And as Devin Watkins tells us with Vatican News, reports of Father Gabriel Romanelli, parish priest of the Holy Family Catholic Parish in Gaza, have him speaking of the extremely grave situation in the Gaza Strip, likening that situation of Christians in the Strip to Christ on Calvary.
The situation continues to be extremely grave and worsens by the hour. That's according to Father Gabriel Romanelli, the parish priest of the only Catholic parish in the Gaza Strip. Speaking to CIR, an Italian Catholic news agency, Father Romanelli says Christians continue to have faith and hope in Christ despite enduring relentless cavalry for months. The parish priest of the Holy Family Parish explained how the rest of the population feels greatly disheartened as there are no visible signs of peace or an end to the violence and death. He lamented the terrible toll of the war, saying the conflict has already resulted in more than 32,000 deaths, 12,000 of which are children. Father Romanelli has been stuck in Jerusalem since the war broke out on October 7th, yet he constantly stays in touch with his parishioners in every way. The members of the parish have been taking refuge for months in the parish compound, along with other displaced Christians, totaling about 600, who have lost everything in the bombings.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is pushing for a ceasefire agreement in the Israel-Hamas war. While speaking from Cairo, Egypt yesterday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling reporters a proposal for a ceasefire with the release of hostages held by Hamas is now on the table.
The ceasefire that we're working on would be the best, most immediate way to enable us to surge humanitarian assistance.
He added that Hamas has responded to that deal and gaps in negotiations are narrowing. The plan includes surging humanitarian aid into Gaza, which is experiencing acute levels of food insecurity. Blinken is set to visit Israel today. A bit of history could repeat itself, meanwhile, as Republican leaders plan to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling CNBC he would very much love for the Prime Minister to address a joint session. Netanyahu did address a joint session of Congress in 2015 following an invitation from then House Speaker John Boehner. Natalie Migliori tells us about a controversial measure that could be the start of a major battle over transgender athletics in New York City.
It comes as Manhattan's largest school board approved a resolution calling on the city's Department of Education to review a policy that's been in place for 5 years, allowing transgender athletes to play on the teams of their choice. The board says it just wants to ensure parents have a say, one athlete weighing in.
Their bodies are completely different. I don't think it's fair. I played tennis against boys. When I was a 16-year-old and they were 12 and they were better than me. I don't see how that's fair.
Last month, Nassau County moved to ban trans athletes from playing in female leagues at county facilities. They're facing a few legal battles.
Blake and Riley's father calling on Georgia government officials to declare an invasion to detain and deport criminal illegals in an effort to protect Americans. Jason Riley's daughter was a nursing student killed by an illegal immigrant while jogging last month. He appeared before the Georgia State Senate recently, making his plea to the governor there. Venezuelan migrant Jose Antonio Ibarra, who entered the U.S. illegally 2 years ago, is accused of abducting and killing Lakin near the University of Georgia in Athens. Meanwhile, Republicans are pressing the Senate to pass the Lakin-Riley Act.
Lakin-Riley should still be alive. The reason that she is not alive is because of Joe Biden's open borders.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, along with others in the GOP, support legislation that would require federal immigration officials to arrest, detain, and deport illegal immigrants who commit burglary or theft. It easily passed a House with bipartisan support. Democrats control the Senate, where it has stalled. Riley, again, was a Georgia nursing student who was murdered by an illegal immigrant. He crossed into Texas and was then released by federal agents. Lawmakers are introducing a $1.2 trillion funding package as a possible partial government shutdown gets closer. The House and Senate have until the end of today to pass that measure, or there will be at least a short-term lapse. Departments in trouble of running out of funding include the Defense Department, Education, and the legislative branch as well. Apple is being sued for alleged antitrust law violations. A lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice, along with 16 state and district attorneys general, claiming Apple has monopolized the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone. The attorney general's office saying it left unchallenged, Apple will only continue to strengthen its smartphone monopoly. Apple pushing back in a statement claiming the lawsuit is wrong on the facts and the law. The DOJ also alleges Apple deliberately making the quality of cross-platform messaging worse to incentivize users of other smartphones, such as Android, to switch to iPhone. Lisa Taylor tells us home sales in the U.S. rising to the highest level in a year last month.
That comes despite surging mortgage rates. The National Association of Realtors reports existing home sales went up nearly 10% in February from the previous month. That's the second straight month of an increase in sales. It's a sign sales are rebounding after dropping in the fall as mortgage rates soared.
Nestle recalling over 440,000 Starbucks mugs. That, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the mugs can, they say, overheat and break, possibly causing burns and other injuries. The recall is for metallic mugs that were sold as part of the 2023 holiday Starbucks branded gift sets at Walmart, Target, and military retail outlets. The mugs were manufactured by Nestle. There have been a dozen reports of those mugs breaking or overheating and causing at least 10 injuries, including blisters and even some severe burns. Aaron Rial tells us automakers scaling back or delaying their electric vehicle plans as the EV interest is cooling off.
A return to a mixed offering of vehicles, gas-powered hybrids, and fully electric are what major auto manufacturers like Ford, GM, and Stellantis are all pivoting towards. None of these automakers has officially announced changes to their long-term EV goals, but there's been a notable shift in messaging. High interest rates, surging raw material costs, and EVs becoming more expensive than gas-powered cars has slowed their adoption rate. According to Cox Automotive, the available inventory of EVs in the U.S. has ballooned to 136 days compared to 78 days for the overall industry.
And if you're looking for the quickest tax refund, you should file, the experts say, ASAP, as soon as possible. Orrin Adler is a CPA in Fairlawn, New Jersey. He says the absolute fastest way to getting a refund is through electronic filing.
Absolutely, the fastest and most compliant way to get a refund is electronic filing, either through your tax preparer or through free filing. But doing everything electronically and digitally is the fastest way to get your money back.
He says if you paid too much in taxes over the past year, the IRS will usually refund your hard-earned money within 3 to 5 days of processing your tax return electronically. But if you take the old-fashioned route and file using snail mail, you could wait at least 2 months for a refund from the IRS. And finally, in our news segment on a busy Friday morning, a new study shows you'll need to earn well over six figures, according to Sarah Lee Kessler, to live even just comfortably as a single person in New York and two dozen other big cities around the country.
Smart Asset did the calculations and said you'll need a median income of more than $138,000 to live a comfortable single life in the Big Apple, the most expensive city on the list. Comfortable defined as spending no more than 50% of your salary on housing and utilities, 30% on discretionary items with 20% tucked away in savings or investments. San Jose, California comes in second at $136,000, with Irvine in Santa Ana, California at $126,000. Boston is fifth at nearly 125.
And it is a Friday morning. Thanks for tuning in. 16 minutes past the hour already on this Friday, March 22nd. Don't forget another great edition of Open Line coming up this afternoon with Colin Donovan. Fridays, 3 Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. And speaking of EWTN Radio, TV, online, we're everywhere. Doug Keck is up next with the Inside Word on fantastic programming for Holy Week and beyond, and especially even for the next weekend, this weekend, Palm Sunday. Doug, of course, President and Chief Operating Officer of the network, he joins us next on a Friday.
From Karen Kingsbury Productions comes Someone Like You.
It's a beautiful morning.
I fell in love with London Quinn in high school.
London?
When everything is lost,
I'm so sorry.
Love will lead you home.
You can't bring her back, man.
Do I look like London?
She always wanted me to find someone like you.
Thank God I do.
Someone Like You. This film is not yet rated. In theaters April 2nd. More information is available at someonelikeyou.movie.
My wife Janet's ancestors arrived in America on the Mayflower, but we never knew that the Catholic missionaries arrived in Florida 50 years earlier. Visit the site where the cross was first planted, where Mass was celebrated, and the first Marian shrine in the New World. Renew baptismal vows in the cathedral and its first baptismal font. Hope you can join us in La Florida, the land of flowers.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Thank you.
19 minutes past the hour. It's a Friday Inside Word with our friend Doug Keck, President and Chief Operating Officer. Okay, here we are, Palm Sunday weekend. Doug, and I'm sure there's great programming this weekend, but especially next week for Holy Week. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. It all rolls up this weekend, obviously. You've got Palm Sunday kicking things off on the 24th. Tomorrow, before we get to Palm Sunday, very popular Father Raymond D'Souza does a program on the surprises of God, encounters with the angel Gabriel, talking about the Virgin Mary and Zechariah and St. Joseph, etc. So check that out tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Tomorrow night, our movie is Love and Mercy on St. Faustina. Check that out. It's our regular movie. Then we roll into basically Holy Week. Sunday, we've got the Palm Sunday Mass from Rome and the Palm Sunday Mass coming from the Basilica as well. We've got the Life of Christ, a Holy Land pilgrimage. That's a special. We've got another special that's really popular because it's got Father Joseph and Father Mark, Mary Christine in it. It's the EWTN's Holy Land Experience program, which we've had before, but it's very, very popular. That's going to be on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We've also got a narrated concert on the Passion of Our Lord called Love, Agony, and Hope that will be airing at 11 p.m. on Palm Sunday. Then on Monday, as we start off Holy Week itself in the sense of that week on Monday, we've got the Holy Monday as the Man of the Shroud. Father Eamon Kelly talks about that. That was an interesting topic for a lot of people. Tuesday and Wednesday, our good friend Jeanette Williams is going to be talking about the contemplation of Jesus' last seven words. We roll into Holy Thursday. We've got the praying with the Jesus in the Garden of Olives. That's coming from a holy hour with the Franciscan custodians of the Holy Land. So people can see that from the Basilica of the Agony at the Garden of Gethsemane in Jerusalem, Israel, which I'm sure you're quite familiar with. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that event at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Holy Thursday. I think I understand that originally there was supposed to be a Mass from Rome on the Lord's Supper, but I believe it might have been canceled at the last minute. Don't hold me to it. I just saw something this morning and it seemed to change our schedule. Choral meditations as well from the Basilica in Washington on Holy Thursday. Then we're into Good Friday, and, you know, you had a preview with our own Father Mitch talking about that event that's coming from his parish right in Birmingham.
Yep.
The anaphora of the signing of the chalice, Maronite liturgy, coming from St. Elias right here in town at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. On Good Friday, great way to kick things off. We've got Stations of the Cross from Lourdes live at 11 a.m. on Friday morning, on Good Friday. Then our, of course, the Pope's, the Passion from Rome, always a spectacular event. We'll see how it happens this year, obviously, with the existing health of the Holy Father, but that's at noon. Mm-hmm. And we also then got choral meditations from the Basilica, as we do. And then the Seven Last Words of Christ with Father Raymond D'Souza. This is a new one he did, kind of a la what Bishop Sheen used to do years and years ago in New York with the Seven Last Words. And we've got the scriptural journey of the Via Dolorosa. That's coming up as well on Good Friday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's kind of walking the Via Dolorosa. Then rolling right into Holy Saturday, we've got the vigils from Rome and from Washington. And likewise, Easter Sunday, we've got the Mass from Rome as well as the events from the Shrine. And, of course, the friars will be involved as well in our own Mass. And check out EW10.com for all the additional programs we've got happening all about Easter and all about Holy Week, something we've been preparing for quite a while now, 40 yeah. plus days.
I'm trying to take notes and keep up with you. I'm so glad everything is on the website at EWTN.com. But what I'm noticing, which I think will be even more powerful, not that it wasn't before, Doug, but the fact that there are so many events that you're carrying from the Holy Land, being that we can't get there
yes,
now because of pilgrimage.
Absolutely.
So this would be
That's
even more
point.
Meaningful, I think, right?
Absolutely, a good point. And just also to show the heroism, you know what I mean? The people mm-hmm. of faith who are willing to step out and go out during a time of conflict and danger and still be there, you know, demonstrating the faith and standing up for our belief. And that I think that inspires all of us.
And I think also, if they've never heard from Father Eamon Kelly, now I think mm-hmm. maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, but does he do this from the museum that they have there, right at the Notre Dame Center, because that is a phenomenal exhibit that actually has a life-size corpus of Jesus that looks at all the wounds. And if he, that is like incredible.
I believe
we actually
so,
had
because
a tour of that. Yeah.
I'm not positive, but it features him, you know, showing a deeper understanding and a scientific exploration. And I'm sure the demonstration, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That in fact, was where it was shot.
So given all the amazing opportunities to grow closer to Christ with our programming, do you have a favorite? Because, you know, one of mine, as I always say, is the Stations of the Cross of the Colosseum. But do you have a favorite?
Well, Father Spitzer's Universe, that'll be on Wednesday at normal time.
Great show.
I'm not too self-serving, but that's okay.
Shameless plug, but a good one.
Yeah, shameless plug. Yeah, I think Good Friday always probably is the most powerful of everything we do. All the events, you know, whether it's, like you said, you know, maybe not as much recently, but obviously when the Pope was healthier, and certainly during the time of John Paul and Bennett, when they used to have, you know, the big events at the Colosseum with the flames and everything, walking through, you know, that I always thought was an incredibly visually powerful event. And then just the idea of, you know, the Lord's Passion, and we had some other specials, even one that Doug Barry did years ago, which was really, really good.
We're kind of a one-man
show.
That.
He did.
Yeah.
Remember that? It was really, really well done.
Yeah.
And so
well,
it's a lot of great programs.
Yeah, right. Just amazing. And listen, you have a beautiful Palm Sunday. We won't be talking next week because it's Good Friday, but Bona Paspa to you, and we'll catch up, God willing, in about 2 weeks. Our very own Doug Keck, President and Chief Operating Officer of EWTN. Amazing programming, EWTN.com.
What is the meaning of the Hail Mary? There are multiple meanings, explains the Catholic Catechism. When we say Hail Mary or Rejoice Mary, we are repeating the greeting of the angel Gabriel to Mary at the Annunciation. The next phrase, full of grace, the Lord is with you, asserts that Mary is full of grace because the source of grace, the Lord, is with her. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, echoes Elizabeth when she greeted her young cousin who had come to assist her during her delivery of John the Baptist. Holy Mary, Mother of God, means that because Mary gives us Jesus, her Son, the God-man, Mary is the Mother of God and our Mother. The final plea to Mary, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, acknowledges that we are sinners now, hoping that Mary can welcome us as our mother at the hour we die and lead us to her Son Jesus in paradise. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
It's time for Family Man with Dr. Gregory Popchak.
Make family life the most important activity on your calendar. Parents often worry about losing their kids' hearts to peers, to the culture, or to the media. But simply restricting your kids' access to friends, culture, or media isn't the answer. Spending more time with them is. Kids give their hearts to the people and things they spend the most time with. If we're not making daily family time the most important activity on our schedule, we're effectively giving our kids permission to give their hearts to someone other than us. Putting family time first and scheduling other activities around it is one of the most important practices Catholic families can have. To discover more ways your family can celebrate the liturgy of domestic church life, check out the newest editions of Parenting with Grace and visit CatholicCounselors.com. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, but you can call me Family Man.
To discover more ways faith can enrich your life, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Don't forget, so many great programs coming up this weekend, next week, Palm Sunday weekend, Holy Week, and beyond. Always great programming, but especially we bring you so much variety and so many things to choose from. Just check it out, EWTN.com, for more information. Okay, every Friday we do something called Fact Check Friday. It's something I started during the election of 2020 because there were so many lies and so much misinformation being put out there. So I thought it would be an opportunity for me to talk about my craft as a journalist. I've been now on the air for 43 years. I studied journalism in college. I have a degree in journalism. I went to a very prominent broadcast communications and journalism school in the Midwest, Central Michigan University, which still receives high marks. And I was an outstanding journalism graduate and thought that I was going to be in the news forever, going to do live shots and covering different stories and courthouses and murders and, big breaking news stories. And then the Lord took a hold of my life and things changed. And I'm still doing news, but a little bit differently now for God, right? And I always say that God is my executive producer and that Andrew is my producer. And it's so great being able to work for networks that represent the full truth of the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, which is also the truth of reality, because all truth, everything comes from God. Everything is made from him. And so the truth of the human person, everything comes from God, right? The Holy Trinity, Jesus. All right, so in speaking of truth, it's important that we understand our sources. And we're taught in journalism school, and those of you who may have taken a few journalism classes or maybe have studied it yourselves, know that you learn follow the money and consider the source. Those are two big things early on in J school in Journalism 101. And so what do we mean by the source? Well, normally when you're talking about the source, you're talking about the people with whom the media speak to get their story. But in this case this morning, I want to talk about the source being the media outlets. Now, I mentioned at the top of the hour, as Catholic Radio and Catholic TV, we are very open about whom we represent and what we do. We make no bones about the fact that we are Catholic, that we are here to uphold and explain the teachings of the church and to help people grow in their relationship with Christ in the church. Okay, at Ave Maria Radio, we say a radio for Catholic and other Christians. So we are very open about who we are and whom we represent. Now, as a secular outlet, if you claim to be a news outlet, you are supposed to be representing more than just yourselves. You're not supposed to be representing yourselves at all, actually. You're supposed to be unbiased and at least attempt objectivity and give or attempt to give both sides of the story. But over the years, the last 50 or 60 years, it's become increasingly obvious, even though a lot of people still don't realize it because we're inundated with so much information constantly, that the media, in terms of the source of your information, are moving more and more and more and more and more and more to the left. And so I tell you this now because next week, in addition to being Holy Week, there is going to be a huge Supreme Court case. The Supreme Court is taking up the situation with the abortion drug mifepristone, and they're trying to see what the sides are saying about this. And what we have are the pro-lifers on one side saying that this is a dangerous drug and there needs to be restrictions on it. And women should have the right to be able to see a doctor and should know that they need to see a doctor to get this drug. Now, we would like, obviously, for these drugs to be outlawed because basically they harm women and unborn children. We know that. But in this case, as a bishop said in their letter, what they're going for is to try to at least have some, I don't even want to call it sanity because there's no sanity when you talk about pills that kill children. But you know what I'm saying in terms of being able to go and see a doctor, take blood tests, find out, how far along a woman is. What's the gestation of the baby? Is she struggling with an ectopic pregnancy? Any of those conditions that could and often are present. Now, all of that is off the table because it's all about reproductive freedom, reproductive health, where there's nothing reproductive or healthy about these drugs. And of course, at the same time, we're seeing different pharmacies, different drugstores, as we used to call them, becoming possibly abortion facilities. And that's why we had Monica Miller on yesterday talking about the events that are going on next week. Abortion protest, abortionpillprotest.com, our friends at the Pro-Life Action League in Chicago coordinating this around the country. And how are the media going to be covering this? I guarantee it's going to be very pro-abortion drug and pro-abortion and very anti anyone who speaks out against it. That was the case after the March for Life. Going into the March for Life, of course, we saw coverage, a little bit of coverage on people that were gathering in Washington. But then come Monday on the actual anniversary of Roe v. Wade, it was all abortion all the time. And then there was that ridiculous story, which was indefensible, that the media just ran with. That there were so many women who conceived through rape, sexual assault, in the states that enforce bans on abortion since Dobbs. The numbers were off the charts. It was so ridiculous. And yet the media, without even checking or even doing the math, just ran with the story. So you are probably going to see a lot of stories next week about how these drugs are just wonderful and there's nothing to worry about. Now, we consider the source and we look at some other numbers in terms of just how many media represent, for example, in the newsroom, conservatives versus liberals. Right now, we have 3.4%, a recent survey that was done, of American journalists identify as conservative or Republican. The study was based on an online survey 1,600 U.S. journalists conducted in early 2022, but it is the latest in a series of studies stretching back to 1971 that take the temperature of the Fourth Estate's partisan lean, job satisfaction, and professional attitude. So this survey was actually done in 2022, and the results were released late last year, early this year, into January. And I bring this up, even though it's maybe, what now, 2 months old, because it's still timely in terms of how the media view the world. And the problem is that in a perfect world, and this is the way we're trained, or at least I was in J school, regardless of your personal opinion, and even though we're not robots and somehow our, you know, our personalities are always going to be in the mix, we do try to at least do our very, very best to keep those opinions away from our news coverage and be accurate and represent the public, not represent our personal views. Put it out there so the people can decide. But when you have such a lack of diversity of thought in newsrooms, it's groupthink. And everybody is thinking the same, so then everybody believes that everyone else either feels the same and thinks the same as they do, or they should respond the same way to issues. And it's very foreign to those in the press to think differently, because they are surrounded by people who share those same views, and they think it's the only view. And it's important for us as consumers of the media to realize that, especially when these big stories come around. And next week, I guarantee I can write the leads for you, as we say, or the first bag of the show. When you have a newscast, the first bag is like the first three or four stories, and how they're going to be pivoted in promoting what they believe is all about the good of these abortion drugs, freedom, reproductive health care. You think it was a coincidence that the vice president was visiting an abortion mill before the Supreme Court case this week? So consider the source. And remember, we're seeing more and more media not only identify as liberals, but put that forth in their news coverage. And we need to be aware. 36 minutes past the hour on a Friday, Sister Joseph Andrew from the Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, is up next. She's one of our speakers for the Good News Cruise 2025. Stay tuned.
Ave Maria Radio invites you to feast on the joy of fasting this Lenten season and all year long. Fast from thoughts that weaken. Feast on promises that inspire. Fast from problems. Feast on blessings. Fast from thoughts of illness. Feast on the healing power of God. Fasting is a part of true Christian life. It liberates us from this world as we grow closer to Christ.
And now, the EWTN Family Prayer with Father Joseph.
Family, a prayer that we pray together is a powerful prayer. So please pray together with me, our EWTN Family Prayer. Today we pray for those who have diabetes. Almighty God, we worship you, our Father. And we pray this day for those who suffer with diabetes. Look upon your children with this illness and grant them relief. Give them patience and the grace of perseverance in taking care of their health. Show them the way to physical and spiritual well-being. Let their cry come to your ears and bring them healing in mind and body and soul. We ask this in the holy name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them Check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Great way to wrap up a Friday with a dear friend of mine, someone who makes such a difference, not only with her own order of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, but she's just so joyful, so delightful, a wonderful speaker, and a great teacher of the faith. Of course, you're familiar with her beautiful work on EWTN radio and TV. Sister Joseph Andrew is going to be one of our speakers on the Good News Cruise. Yay, I'm so excited. They better alert the Coast Guard with the two of us on the same ship.
I know it. Isn't that the honest truth? Teresa, I am more excited than words can speak. I really, really am. I feel like I have waited for this so long, and it's going to happen. And the year 2025 just seems like if this is the year, everybody to do it. Don't you think, Teresa?
Absolutely.
I do too.
So, sister, what will be your focus? What you'll be sharing with the couples that join us at the Good News Cruise 2025?
You know what, Teresa? I have been thinking about this for a while, and I've just about really finished the talk, and I'm just very excited about it. I had said to John Hill that this is going to be on the lighter side until I really come in for the punch. And he said he thought that was a good idea. So I'm going to start out light, then I'm going to start building, and then I'm going to end with a bang, don't you think?
You're going to keep us on the edge of our seats. That'll be great. But, you know, I think it's super important for us to hear from. I mean, we've heard from on this cruise a lot of male religious, but you'll be the first sister to speak to us. So I think that's beautiful.
Ah, thank you for telling me, Teresa. Well,
yeah.
I think that's beautiful, too. So the Blessed Mother must have wanted this,
yep.
You know? That means a great, great deal to me, and I am already praying that, you know, all the crews, everything each one of us does, is just so blessed by God, but that the Holy Spirit really does speak through me, and especially Mother Mary, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, sister, I think it's really important because, you know, with the schools that you operate, which are phenomenal, and with the young people with whom you deal, that the family and marriages are so important.
Oh,
and this is something that's deep. I know it's really on your heart, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Very much so. So for 25 years of being vocation director of this community, which I'm not now, but at any rate, for that many years, I would always say we need to pray for more good, holy priests, good, holy sisters, religious, and good, holy marriages from whom the first two come. You know, I mean, it all goes together. And I remember going to Czestochowa many years ago now, and John Paul II and his World Youth Day there had said, as goes the family, so goes the world. And there was a huge banner across the Marian Shrine there in Poland of Our Lady of Czestochowa. And it said that in Polish, as goes the family, so goes the world. And I just remember staring at it and praying and saying, we have got to, even then, get back to good, solid families. Well, now I really say it that much more. And I think people who are solid need to refresh themselves and step out of their day-to-day life. And a Good News Cruise on the Royal Caribbean, how in the world with all these remarkable speakers, how could anyone say we don't need this? In fact, I've heard from so many of my friends, whether or not they can come, they've got it on their bucket list, whether or not they can
right.
come for this one. And some of them signed up right away when they heard about it. And I'm like, you know, we better put the pause on, and really the spouses need to pray with God and enjoy things together with other good couples. They're just as serious about their marriage as, you know, this particular couple might be. And so I really do think we're all in it together. And when we're all on this cruise ship, oh, my gosh, I cannot wait. Having taught marine biology for so many years, I've always dreamed of being on a cruise. Well, now
that is so cool.
Combine,
yeah.
I know it. Isn't that the truth? Now I combine my science, my love of science, with my love of the faith and the Creator himself and the Eucharist and Mary and all these wonderful people. And I'm like, this is just perfect.
So have you been on a cruise before, sister, or no?
No. This is an answer to prayer, Teresa, because every time I would teach it and, you know, talk about it and go out on the water, you know, I taught it many, many years in Maryland and Chesapeake Bay and the you know, water and other places. And I would always say, someday I am going to go on a cruise. I'm going to look out from wherever I am and only see water. Oh, which is, it just is such an inspiration to me. No wonder God made the water so beautiful for us to really think about. In John Paul II's, don't be afraid to walk on the water and go into the depths. Not that we're going to do that, but I'm just saying, you know, into the depths of our faith and of our love of couples, love of one another should hold reach an entire new dimension if they give themselves to this. And it's not even that much time, but it's to me, it's just a perfect amount of time, January 5th through 11th. I mean, you know, what a beautiful thing to give your spouse for Christmas is this incredible cruise. And for your children.
Well, too, sister, we also have it. Yeah, and your children, because as Pope Francis says, the best thing that the husband and wife can do for their kids is to love each other, and to take time out for a marriage is super important, right? And we have a sale. Oh. You know me, sister. I never met a sale I didn't like. So I just want to let people know that there's a sale on until March 31st, 100 off per person if you use a promo code CRUISE, which is pretty easy to remember. So go to goodnewscruise.com. And you have until the end of the month, which is not that far off, actually, just 9 days, if my math is correct. So you go to the website, goodnewscruise.com, and you'll get $100 off per person using the promo code CRUISE. Sister, the thing you said about the water is so true. My father was in the Merchant Marines, and he sailed the transatlantic for many years. Yeah, and he told me, he's the one who really got me interested in the water, and he told me about the power of God on the ocean and how you feel so small and you realize how big God is when you're standing there. No matter how modern the ship is, you're looking out and you see nothing but water.
Oh, I just cannot wait. Even when I travel a great deal, which I do, giving talks, but in any case, if somebody says, is there any place you would like to go? I'm going, do you have an aquarium? You know, obviously, if it's down by the ocean, let's go to the water. There's something about it that just, if Jesus didn't love it so much, why would he put his first seminary right there on the shores of the Sea of Galilee? There is something very spiritual about the water. And the ocean, oh my gosh, how beautiful is that? I can't wait, Teresa. And I can't wait to meet every single person on this cruise and just come home with so many more friends and support system for all of us. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. And as you said, Teresa, so each couple gets $200 off if they do it in the next novena of days. That's
there you go.
Deal. I know.
It is a deal. $200 off per couple. It's $100 per person. And use the code CRUISE until the end of March, goodnewscruise.com. Now, one of the things that I love, there's so many things about your order, the Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, but I've always told you this over the years, that the word I always identify that I think is directly connected to you, Mother Assumpta, all the sisters I've come to know over the years, is the word joy. You're always so joyful.
Well, then we should have a lot of joy on this cruise, because I'm not saying anything, but I'm not going to be the only sister on there. Ooh. And believe me, we're going to add to the joy, Teresa.
That's awesome. I'm so excited.
When it needs to be known, but everybody that wants to find out, all they need to do is sign up for this cruise at goodnewscruise.com. Oh, my gosh, Teresa, this is really an answer to prayer I have prayed for so many, many years. And to do it for God and for marriages, oh, my gosh, I'm just so excited. I hope there's pregnant women on, and, you know, I just hope there's just such an abundance of just beautiful people who want to that much more grow deeper in love with their incredibly holy vocation. I would love for my saint parents to have been able to do this. They would have loved it. I know that. I know what it meant, to them. So I'm kind of be there, you know, representing a lot of people, but I really hope all of us are, and we feel the ship. How many can we hold? Do you know, Teresa?
Well, last year we had, this year, in 2024, we had 400 couples. We had 800 people. So I'm not sure what the limit is, but I know it's selling very quickly. On the cruise itself, people, if you're on the cruise, you can register there. And we had, I think, about 200 couples registering on the cruise. So that means there's already 400 people or so, 300-400 people signed up. So I think we can take, this is a massive ship. We were on the Adventure of the Seas this year. Now we're on the, I believe, is it the Oasis of the Seas, which is one of the mega ships, which is huge. It's like,
huge.
It's
I looked it up.
Crazy.
I'm like, I'm going to need a map. I want there to
you
be
do.
People,
you do
I
have
know.
A map. They have the map on every level, sister, on the front of the ship and the back of the ship,
better,
so you know where you are. Yeah.
I better. And let's make it to 1,000 for 2025, don't you think?
I think so. I think 1,000, 1,500. I think you can get up to, on that ship, something like 5,000 passengers.
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't it be great if everybody would run into as one of us?
And that'd
cruise.
Be cool. But you know what's really cool too, sister, is the influence that we have on the ship with other people and the conversations that are had. Because you have the lanyard
wonderful.
That says Good News Cruise, and you see a lot of priests walking around and people going to mass, and you know, people are just so joyful, and they see us, you know, in the karaoke lounge or whatever. That representation of the Catholic faith in a joyful way is so crucial, I think.
Oh, cute. Oh, how neat.
Yep.
Oh, I think that is going to be so exciting.
And wait till the sisters come on board.
That.
You're going to be center of attention.
I wish it was tomorrow. I guess I could get packed in one day.
Yes.
In fact,
yes.
If it was tonight, I'd fly to Fort Lauderdale.
I know. It's really so much fun. And the people, the laughter and the joy, I mean, and the priests are so wonderful that are on the way. I think we have, this year we had 14 priests with us. And so we have many of them coming back, and they're young, dynamic priests who love the Lord. And then we'll have you and some of your sisters, and you're going to be one of our speakers. And Father Michael Schmitz is going to be there for the entire week with us.
And Teresa Tomio is going to be there.
Well, that's you know, no big deal, but we'll be there doing the show live. It'll be a blast, but yeah, we love it.
And Dom, I just cannot wait to see everybody again, you know? Yeah, I really
it's,
do.
It's
it
such a great experience.
It would be so great.
Yeah.
And
because you know, sister, and you know this, dealing with families, so getting away together, as you said, and so many couples think, oh, we're fine. Our marriage is good. That may be true, but in order to keep the marriage good and to get to a great level, you need to constantly, you know, really refurbish that relationship and make sure that you're connected to each other, but most importantly to God, right?
Exactly. And you're not going to be distracted by a bunch of stuff. And when you sit home, there's 1,000 distractions constantly. So it's like, just get away with your spouse and Christ and all these other wonderful people, but your spouse and Christ for this much time. I think your marriage is worth it. I think it's an investment that you will reap spiritual benefits from the rest of your life, really.
And you get to meet you and your sisters, who are just so much fun and so adorable. There you go.
There you go, Teresa.
Well, listen, my dear, 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 dear JoJo, Sister JoJo, you have a beautiful Palm Sunday weekend and an amazing Easter. Buona Pasqua. Pray for me and Deacon Dom. We love you. We miss you. And
definitely.
God willing, we'll see you hopefully before the cruise, but if not, on the Good News Cruise 2025.
Excellent. Love you, Teresa. God bless.
Love you too, honey. God bless. We'll see you back in Michigan. Of course, the amazing Sister Joseph Andrew from the Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, they are just so delightful. That's the biggest understatement of the world. I love them so much. They're just a big part of our life in Michigan. We've been so blessed to get to know them through Ave Maria Radio and all their other wonderful events, especially the Spiritus Sanctus Academies. Sister JoJo is going to be among the speakers on this cruise. Check it out, goodnewscruise.com. Deacon Dom and I, Dr. Ray Grendy, Alan Sally Cresta, and so many more. And they're offering right now through March 31st, $100 off per person. Promo code is CRUISE. Very easy to remember. GoodNewsCruise.com, promo code CRUISE. We'll be right back on a Friday.
One of the reasons we should go to Mass is because it is the food of the saints that we receive. And for the saints, they understood rightly that the time after Holy Communion
that those moments are the most precious moments of our lives.
The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, live from the EWTN Chapel, every morning, 8 Eastern, on EWTN Radio and Television.
From Karen Kingsbury Productions comes Someone Like You.
It's a beautiful morning.
I fell in love with London Quinn in high school.
London?
When everything is lost,
I'm so sorry.
Love will lead you home.
You can't bring her back, man.
Do I look like London?
She always wanted me to find someone like you.
Thank God I do.
Someone Like You. This film is not yet rated. In theaters April 2nd. More information is available at someonelikeyou.movie.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Thanks so much for tuning into EWTN, radio, TV, online, all good, EWTN.com. And don't forget, so many great programs, coming up this weekend. And of course, as Doug Keck mentioned in our Inside Word segment at 15 minutes past the hour, so much to look forward to for our Holy Week coverage. And if you missed it, in terms of the announcements that we made, there's a whole list of great stuff coming up. Just go to EWTN.com. We have a lot of stories we're checking out for you and working to bring you great programming right here at Catholic Connection. And we will have a great show for you. A number of stories we're working on, a follow-up on the whole transgender agenda, and much more. Have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you, God willing, on a Monday. Ciao, ciao.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Andrew Kruchek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection.